Summon theme song! Poof of Summon! Wizard!
Hello and welcome back to the Wizard Nerdcast. I'm Mare.
DK.
And we're here doing these personal interviews. Very personal.
Very, very personal.
Intimate interviews.
I've never had to answer questions like this before.
It's shocking.
Yeah.
The things that are being revealed.
It gets more and more tough, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, when we found out that Tanelli was pregnant. That's amazing. So let's roll for firsties, see who's,
Oh, roll for firsties, was that what you just did?
Yeah, that's what we've been doing now.
Oh, well, okay, cool.
You got a die around?
Oh, I got this one.
That's perfect, I think it's a great die. All right. Let's roll. I got six.
Six.
Motherfucker.
That means we're the best.
Yeah, it's true. Hooray.
Two.
Six again.
Damn.
Now I'm still the best. can I bomb one of those? I owe you two.
Why didn't you just tell her you bought a pack?
I don't know. I'm being silly.
So are we doing this like football rules? If you win the toss, you just pick if you ask first or second? Or are you just going to shoot first?
I'll shoot first.
All right, shoot first.
Either way, I know that's what you want in the end. It's always what you've wanted. All right. Similar to one Tanelli asked you, but a little different.
All right.
What's the first movie, horror movie, that scared you as a kid?
The first horror movie that scared me? No real horror movies really scared me. Well, one movie I remember definitely fucking scaring me when watching.
Just movie? Yeah, that's fine.
And it's kind of, I mean, probably ridiculous, but it was actually Arachnophobia.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting, because you, if they don't know, have owned spiders in the past.
And I currently do. These were different.
Yeah, slightly larger.
Yeah, they were the Goliaths. They used the Goliaths in the movie, which is the ones I want. Yeah. But the difference is mine will be in a tank.
Yeah.
And mine will just be the one in the tank. They had like fucking hundreds of them.
Are you genuinely creeped out by spiders?
No, not at all. But just like, that dude's whole fucking house was infested. And it's like, dude, you never really would have known that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
that's a creepy thought. Yeah.
Exactly. You know what I mean? And they're all like venomous and shit. And like, I don't know.
But no, I could see that being pretty terrifying.
I was like checking my shoes for a while.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like for scorpions and shit, like they do in the South?
Well, I did that actually a few times. Mm. Not looking for scorpions living in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
But just for anything. just for fucking anything, I was checking my shoe. Yeah. But definitely after Arachnophobia, I was like, not trusting that dude. Nope. I saw that happen to a guy in a slipper.
Yeah. I don't blame you, man. The first horror movie that I saw that genuinely creeped me out was Sleepaway Camp.
Sleepaway Camp.
Yeah. That shit. It was a fucking musical. No. It was like this B-shitty horror movie. And it wasn't so much scared as it genuinely creeped me out. And I found that became like a theme in the horror movies I watched. It's like, yeah. I love movies that don't so much scare and like, bah, at you, you know?
Yeah, I can't stand them.
They just get under your skin, though. Like, the ones that get under your skin are the good ones. It's just like mostly gore shit, but...
Like, that's what I like, is like gore and... Like, that's why, like, when I was a kid, like, Hellraiser was my shit, because that was, like, probably the goriest. Mm. I mean, Freddy was pretty gory, but he was just blood.
Yeah.
You know, like, with Hellraiser, you've seen a lot more than just blood.
And shit's ripping off. Yeah. And, like, pieces and chunks, and yeah, yeah. It's pretty vicious.
There was something I wanted to add to something you said, but I forget, so.
Oh, I'm sorry for that.
All right, it's all right.
What was that, McConaughey? That's all right. It's no big deal.
Let's just take our shirts off.
Yeah, no big deal. We'll rub together. I'm McConaughey. Let's do this.
Go down to Texas, have us at a barbecue.
Yeah.
Deck our shirts off, probably get some more chicks.
You know what I love about McConaughey's? I keep getting older, and they keep getting older too.
All right.
So go ahead, ask me.
My question. Mm-hmm. What was the first video game you found yourself in love with? That you were like, dude, like I can't put the paddle down. Like you found you're like staying up past curfew, staying in on fucking Friday or Saturday.
Are we doing like home gaming? Because that'll help narrow it down for me.
What do you mean home gaming?
Like as opposed to like arcade shit. Because like there were arcade games that I fucking loved, but like the home shit was different. Like those were the games I spent days playing.
Yeah, that's what I'm going at.
Yeah. All right. The first, let's see, Sonic the Hedgehog 2.
With Tails.
Yeah.
Nice.
It was the first one. It was the first video game I got ever. And that it was the Sega Genesis bundle for like fucking way too much money.
Yeah.
Like when you look at it, it's like that was $400 at that time. Yeah. Like Jesus Christ. Like.
Kind of feel bad.
Right? Yeah. Like it's like, man, I can get one for like $10 now. Yeah. Like I know 10 dudes selling.
Like you realize that like buying like a PS3 or a PS4 now, like, wow, I was a dick when I was a kid.
Yeah, right.
Like why couldn't I just want Legos?
Yeah, exactly. I did, but. Yeah. But no, it's I remember my dad would tear that shit up too, like, cause it was his first video game too.
Yeah.
And they bought a couple games for it too, like Miss Pac-Man and shit, so that they could play.
Yeah.
And well, Clue. Yeah.
Now my on the game is my great. Parents did that too. My mom bought a Tetris. So it's huge on Tetris.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And it's like video games were a novelty at one point. They're becoming so again.
And you know what the thing is? She never played it.
No?
Never played a Tetris game.
My parents had fucking parties where they would sit around and play Miss Pac-Man. And
yeah.
Shit. Yeah. It
was That's awesome.
Great. Yeah. I would tear it up too. Die third level. And they would be like, I'm like, how are you so good at this? It's like, oh, you're older and you understand things better.
Yeah.
Like, but no. And the best part was my pops, he took like this little label, put it on the back, and wrote in very, very tiny handwriting all the codes for all the levels and shit, like on the back of Sonic 2. So like anytime you were like, fuck man, I don't feel like playing this for real, you could just turn around and be like, all right, fucking casino.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
let's skip right to that, you know? Because fuck that second level, the Chemical Road shit.
I actually like that level. I was fun with that. It's cool,
but I could never find my way to the fucking bottom.
I just hated the one level I always hated. Well, two, actually, because I just remember it was the one after it. The was one, mostly the cave. I hated the cave.
I liked the cave.
Did you?
All the spirals and shit. Yeah. And that, like, zoopy thing you did up there.
I couldn't stand the cave.
Yeah.
And the other one was, like, that weird Egyptian, like, oil level.
Yeah, that one I wasn't as big on.
Fucking hated that level. It was cool because like you could shoot around the ball and shit.
Yeah,
like it would shoot you around. Like that was cool. But other than that, it was like, nah.
It's I don't know. It was it's so full of gimmicks and shit. Like, yeah. It's so fun that game. I still have that exact copy and that exact Sega Genesis. I still have the fucking manual for that shit.
That's too, awesome.
It's great. But like they don't fucking break.
Nah.
Old systems. It's nah. Awesome.
I mean, you might have to blow in them once in a while and maybe slam the cartridge in once or twice. But
see, I don't do the slam. I do the alcohol on a Q-tip, rubbing alcohol.
Oh,
on a
you Q-tip. Got patience.
Yeah, yeah.
Didn't have it when I was a kid.
No, because if I'm going to fix it, I'm going to fix it for good. Like, you know, for like a while at least.
Yeah.
And blowing on it's no good. They say not to do that anyway, because the more you're like spitting on it unconsciously and it can just cause more rust.
Yeah.
Make it worse. Tips. From the Wizard Nerdcast. Well, that was a good one, man. Alright, let me get you with another one here. Alright. Let me get you with this one. If you could bring back any one TV show that's been canceled or ended for one more season, what would it be?
Oh, we're talking like regular TV show, or can we go like game show?
Any show.
Any
one,
show.
Any show that was on TV. Any television show for one more season.
Well, I'm going to go two because I'm going to go one of each. For sure, I'd definitely bring back Supermarket Sweep.
Yeah.
I fucking loved that show when I was a kid.
It'd be pretty awesome too now.
Like, but, and I would run that fucking... I'd run that show. Like, working with food and shit. Like, I know what's really expensive.
Yeah, it's
people,
true.
People just went to the meats and shit like that. Like, no, man, go to the oils.
Yeah.
Go to the fucking shrimps. Go to the fucking sea. Like... anything seafood, really,
yeah,
is fucking up there.
Fucking shit ton for
exactly,
pound, you
yeah.
Know? Yeah.
Or like, what else is up there? A lot of stuff.
Just, a I'm lot all more the ramen than... noodles. Is this a good decision? I just want these.
But no, for that, definitely, I'd definitely bring back Supermarket Sweep. But I would love to see, I haven't even seen the last season of this yet, but I would love to see it at least get renewed for another one, because from what I heard of what the last one wasn't good, and I feel like it's because they were rushed, and that was Hannibal.
Hannibal, yeah.
I feel like they had probably plans for at least another two or three seasons, because they had a bunch of different characters lined up, like, we're going to do this one this season, and we're going to bring Clarice, we're going to bring this her in.
Yeah.
You know, and they're going to bring all these people in, and then, like, halfway through the season, they're just like, oh, we're going to cancel you. So yeah. It's like, shit, we have to fucking rush everything in, what, 4 or 5 episodes?
Yeah.
So I would love to see one more season come out of that so they can, like, they'll know it's the end and they
round
can fucking...
Round it out, yeah. Get a real fucking, a real feel for it. That's a good answer.
I would totally go for Hannibal.
Yeah.
For that.
That's good.
Yeah.
All right, man. Hit me with your best shot. Fire away.
Alright. One movie that hasn't been remade yet that you feel that probably wasn't good back when you were a child.
Yeah.
But you saw like potential in it.
Right, right.
You know, when you're really like, that could definitely be a fucking cool movie.
It's like if they did it right, yeah.
What would that be for you?
See, that's the kid stuff, man. Like, because most kids' movies, when you go back and watch them, you're like, yeah, that wasn't as great as I thought it was. You know? Like, it'd be good if they redid that. Let's see. Oh, man, it's hard. I'm going to stick to live action just because it makes it easier.
Yeah.
Get that whole thing out of the way. I know we've talked about this before, and I know what yours is, and that's Running Man, right?
I mean, definitely, if we're going to go, like, movies, I would go Running Man or Last Action Hero.
Oh, yeah.
But I have a kids movie in mind that I would like to see remade for a fans thing.
Just for fun. Yeah. Just to see it again. I'm trying to think of it because I was always more into like the weird like superhero-y stuff. And like I'd say, or like the kung fu shit.
Yeah.
And I want to say like Three Ninjas, but like I know if they redid it, it would fucking suck.
Yeah.
Like it would be billed for like teenagers and shit. It's like, no, I want that one with the dirty jokes in it. And shit, yeah. You know, and they didn't really care. Throw shit in there for the adults. But, oh man, it's really hard. And I want to say a Ninja Turtles, but that happened.
Yeah, that was remade.
Yeah, and I it was fun, but
it wasn't
what it could be.
No, yeah. It wasn't what it was supposed to be.
Exactly,
least.
Yeah.
It wasn't what it was.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Shit, this is a hard one. Let me think. I'm like looking over there at the Super Mario Brothers poster, too. I'm like, that could use an update. Let's see. Oh, shit. What do I own that I would like to see? Monster Squad. That'd be really cool to update.
Monster Squad?
Yeah. It was, you've never seen The Goonies, but you know The Goonies for the most part. You get the idea. It's The Goonies, but with monsters.
Yeah.
It's like these kids fucking summon, like, Dracula, the Mummy, the Creature from the Black Lagoon.
Yeah.
Frankenstein's monster and shit. And it's just like them trying to handle that shit. And it's like, that'd be really cool to do. It's like a bunch of kids, rated R version, fucking silly edge to it, but kind of horror too. Like, it'd be really fucking cool, because it was cheesy as shit, you know?
See, I have three in mind. One, was either supposed to be remade, or is actually in the process of being remade, and that's Drop Dead Fred.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I would love to see another, and I from what I've read, they're trying to remake it with Russell...
Brand.
Which...
makes sense.
As long as they stick R-rated. If they go R-rated with him,
he's going to do R-rated. I can't see him doing PG-13 anytime soon.
And I would love, just for fun, I would love to see an Indian in the Cupboard remake. Yeah. I think that, especially if they had like recent toys.
Yeah.
Like they could probably have fun with it. But also that Howie Mandel...
Little Monsters. See, I'm actually still a big fan of that one. I've rewatched it several times recently, and it holds up. That's one of the ones where it's just like, that would worry me being remade. I wouldn't have any excitement about it.
That's just something I would like, what they could do with it now.
Yeah.
As opposed to what they have done with it.
Yeah. That'd be pretty cool, though.
Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Ooh.
That would be
really interesting. They could get Doc Brown back. What's his real name?
Christopher Lloyd.
Christopher Lloyd, thank you. Just brain fart. Yeah, that would be really fucking sweet, actually.
I forget Mario's name.
God damn it.
And he was, like, big back then, too.
Oh, yeah, he was. What's his fucking name? Oh, god damn it. I'll remember it by the end of this. Yeah, that's a promise. All right, man. That was your number two, right?
Uh-huh.
All right, my last one for you.
Oh.
All right. Good. All right. Say, this is a hard one. Say from now until the end of time, you can only play one video game franchise. Any game in the franchise, but only the ones from that franchise. You had to drop everything else, couldn't touch it, couldn't be in the same room as it.
Mm-hmm.
But you could pick one franchise and play any of the games from it. What would it be?
Okay, franchise?
Yeah, you get the whole franchise.
Okay, I thought we were going to go just an individual game, because I have one for both. But franchise? Damn. See, I have one in mind, but it's not a franchise, it's just an individual game. But I feel like until the end of time, I'd probably get bored with it after about 7 years.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. It's like any game you might get bored with eventually, so what has...
But,
what has a lot?
A franchise? I'd probably go Mortal Kombat, to be honest.
Really? For the rest of your life, a fighting game?
Actually, you know what? No. I wouldn't go Mortal Kombat. Yeah. I would go Metal Gear. Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah?
Metal Gear Solid I would go with, because those are all very good games, very long.
A lot of them,
and a lot of stuff to do in them.
And all fucking interesting, too. Yeah. Like, fucking good arty video games. Yeah. Yeah, strong.
But if I had to pick one individual game,
yeah,
Last of Us.
Really?
Hands down, dude. That's fucking... I
have replayed it several times.
That's probably my favorite video game to come out.
It's so intense, too.
It's fucking... Dude, it's like watching a movie that you're playing. It's
like camping. Amazing, it's so intense.
But, yeah. I'd probably... For a whole franchise, I'd probably go Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah.
I was a very big fan of them growing up. I haven't been able to play the PS4 ones due to the fact I don't own a PS4.
Yeah, which, god damn it, we're fixing that this Christmas, by the way, me and the missus.
Yeah.
So we're going to get some games. I think we're going to get Star Wars Battlefront, though, but those games are fucking fun as shit.
Yeah.
You'll get into it.
I actually saw something on a new Star Wars game coming out, and I was like, that looks pretty cool.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited about that one a lot.
All right.
With your last one.
last one, huh?
Last one. What's up?
All right. I'm trying to think of a good one for you.
Think of a good one for me. I like how you're coming up with some of these off the cuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool, man. You got an interesting style. You do real well on the red carpet. You ask one question. All right, hold on. Let me think of another one. shit, I wasn't expecting to meet you.
All right. How about real life question on this one? Mm-hmm. What made you finally to say, you know what, I'm going to go vegetarian?
A girl?
Yeah.
Absolutely. My first girlfriend at the time, she was vegetarian. that's what made me start doing the research and looking at it. I rushed into the change, but I started backing up my claims later. That's kind of how I work. Shoot wildly into the dark and then try and find the arrow. It was. And it was something I don't regret. And honestly... I was never into hunks of meat anyway, like
no.
A chicken breast or a steak or a pork chop or any like hunk of meat didn't do it for me. Any type of meat I had was always processed anyway. It was like burgers or nuggets or something fucking like that. And, I mean, good shit, like fresh made, you know, like no. McDonald's or anything. It's disgusting still. but it was something that wasn't hard for me. I did it. In one day, it wasn't like I weaned myself off. I was just like, yeah, I'm just not going to do that anymore.
Yeah.
And it's been almost 11 years since then. I have no regrets on it.
Was there anything, like, as you were, like, when you made that decision, was there anything you were like, I'm going to miss that?
Yeah, well, when I first did it, I went vegan. I went fucking hardcore. That's no animal byproducts whatsoever.
Yeah, like no milk, no eggs or something.
Yeah, no, nothing. Yeah. That sucked. I lost a shit ton of weight. I was at my biggest, I was 250.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then when I went vegetarian, or when I went vegan, I dropped down to 160.
Oh, nice. I should try it.
Yeah. Right? yeah. And I lost a shit ton of weight. I was playing like Ultimate Frisbee and shit at the time, getting into a sport, actually, and I fucking loved it. I'm good with a Frisbee for some reason. And, plus, it's like hippie shit. Like, everyone's fucking cool in that sport. Like,
yeah.
There's no refs in Ultimate Frisbee. You just decide shit communally.
Nice.
And it's fucking great because you get some real arguments out there. but that helped me lose a lot of weight. But mostly it was that. And I was, like, sickly thin. So I went back to eating dairy products and shit. And you know, milk and eggs, so just vegetarian. And then in the past couple of years, being with Jane, she convinced me to go back to eating fish, because that was the one thing I really, really missed, was like sushi and shrimp and crabs and, you know, seafood. That's the only thing I miss. Like I said, the hunks of meat, don't do it for me. Like, land animals fucking suck. But it's not, I'm not missing a thing without it.
Nah.
It doesn't bother me, you know.
Yeah. Mm, good answer.
Thanks, buddy.
11 years.
11 years. Coming up, yeah. Yeah, this, the end of this year. That's it. I think we're done.
Are we?
I think so.
You got your three?
I got my three. You got your three.
I got my three.
All right.
Bye.
Well, this has been great. Son of a bitch. but yeah, we'll catch you later. This has been the Wizard Nerdcast. I'm Mare.
I'm DK.
And we'll see you on the flippity flop.